More than 600 students attend the Viterbo School of Nursing in La Crosse. U.S. Senator Herb Cole says it will receive $300,000 from the federal government in hopes of turning out even more nurses.
The university's nursing program is thriving but does not have the capacity to support the growth that is necessary in order to address the severe national nurse shortage.
Cole says the money will help advance practice nurses. Dr. Silvana Richardson is the dean of Viterbo's nursing school. Richardson says most of the money will likely go toward building simulation labs.
In nursing education, more and more of the programs are building simulation labs using computerized mannequins that simulate reality within clinical situations to help students be prepared with critical decision making.
Richardson says they will also construct a new nursing facility on campus to meet the need.
New jobs and different opportunities are going to open up in healthcare, and particularly for nurses. So I think that unless we're able to increase capacity, graduate more nurses, the crisis is just going to become more critical.
The new facility will cost about $16 million. Viterbo hopes to break ground in the spring. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.